This is Ted Kennedy. Workers and communities deserve notice in advance before factories are closed. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Reagan administration zealots have backed themselves into a corner as a result of their anti-worker ideology. The president is threatening to veto the massive trade bill, all because of one small provision, requiring business to give 60 days' notice before factories are closed. According to a Businessweek poll, over 80% of the people in every section of the country favor that provision. It's plain common sense, Al. Communities deserve advance warning so that they can deal with the hardships and devastation that occur when major factories shut down. Workers who give 30 years to a firm deserve more than 30 seconds' notice before plant gates are padlocked and their jobs disappear. Can you really say with a straight face, Al, that President Reagan should kill the entire trade bill just so arrogant and irresponsible firms won't have to give notice before plants are closed?
Ted, if plant closing was so popular, fair, and simple as you say, it would have been passed into law on its own merits long ago. You know it's a loser. Plant closing has not one whit to do with international trade, and it ought to be jettisoned right off the trade bill. President Reagan is very much correct to veto any bill that has plant closing provisions attached. Some 34 senators have said before that they would support a veto of the trade bill if plant closing were included. That is enough to sustain a veto. Sure, employers should notify their workers in advance of a closing, whenever that's feasible, but demanding such actions, according to a rigid set of conditions, can only pressure shaky companies into bankruptcy, expose businesses to costly litigation, and discourage any expansion. That's bad stuff for everybody, Ted. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a costly and unjustified veterans bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.